Legendary oceanographer Dr. Sylvia Earle is quoted as saying, "No water, no life. No blue, no green. In Kerry, we are blessed with beautiful oceans and marine life, and it's our responsibility to protect these important life sources." I sat down with underwater cameraman and ocean enthusiast Ken O'Sullivan.
I'm Ken O'Sullivan. I'm a complicated job title, I guess. I'm an underwater cameraman and I make natural history documentaries in Ireland, almost exclusively about the ocean. And I come from County Clare, but I have very strong Kerry connection, and that my father came from Phoenix Island on the north side of Trilly Bay, where my family had lived for 250 years, and spent the summers of my childhood out there with my father, fishing in the old methods with trammel nets and spinner lines, and picking periwinkles and carrageen. And I guess I got a great love of the shore and the coast that the old people had, and a very colourful relationship with nature and the seasons and the elements. And many years later, I learned to scuba dive in Australia, and just became besotted, mesmerised, whatever, with the underwater world. And then I came back to Ireland in the early years of the millennium and started diving here and snorkeling. And I just saw this incredible, beautiful, colourful, fertile underwater world in Ireland. So I just bought myself a camera and the housing. I said, sure, I'll make a documentary. That can't be too hard. And yeah, so that was about the early years of the millennium, and I started making my first documentary in 2005, and I've been doing that ever since.
And do you want to tell me how you got involved in conservation side?
Well, I mean, all my documentaries, or films as we call them, I set out to show the beauty of what's there, and Irish people are continually surprised by what we have, which is gratifying for me, but I'm delighted it's creating education and awareness. And at some point then you start to see issues, so you start to see the impacts of overfishing. You start to see the impacts of plastics in the ocean, the presence of plastics in the ocean, plastics within plankton, right down the food chain, and lots of other issues. And there's nothing other to do other than document this and tell these stories. And we've always had conservation threads in our documentaries since for the last 18 years. And, you know, I just issues that I see, for example, with sharks, and for example, here, even locally in Trilly Bay, which isn't, you know, even though my family lived here for 250 years and I spent my summers growing up, we were never aware of the amazing stuff, things like the angel sharks, originally the monkfish, beautiful undulate rays, stingrays. I mean, they're just amazing species that come in here to breed because it's a very special habitat, shallow, sandy bay, freshwater outflowing. The oyster beds in Trilly Bay, I think they're the last commercial native oyster fishery in Europe. So in other words, the other oysters in Galway, place like that, they're Pacific oysters that were brought in the 1960s. These are the native oysters, and they perform a huge function in the habitat in terms of filtering water. And the oyster fishery, it's really important to the local economy here. It seems to be, from what I can see, it's done in quite a sustainable manner. But the underwater world is incredible there. And yes, conservation, we have to try and tell those stories about angel sharks are almost wiped out, undulate rays are down 97%, and this is very crucial because it's their breeding grounds where they come in the summer.
So do you want to tell me about some conservation projects that you were involved in yourself?
Yeah, we've been in a few. Back in 2013, we were doing a series for RTE about, well, one of the subjects we were covering were sharks, and no one had really covered them to any degree in Irish waters. You know, we weren't the first people to swim with them, but we were one of the first, and probably the first to video sharks underwater in Ireland. And I came across what I've just been telling you there about Trilly Bay and the angel sharks and the undulate rays and stingrays, and then very quickly discovered, you know, from my own experience and from talking to anglers in particular, how they had been decimated, which is more than likely, I think everyone is kind of, you know, aware at this stage, it was probably the introduction of tangle net fisheries in the 1980s for cray fishing. I have no problem with fishermen. My own people fished for hundreds of years. It's a matter of trying to work things out with stakeholders. And there's big conservation work, research being done in Trilly Bay at the moment. So we were out on a boat one day, Eugene Farley from Trilly Bay Sea Angling Club, and myself and another man whose first name is Farrell, I'll think of it in a second. He was a shark scientist and he was in the Irish Lasmabranch group. And I just, we were thinking, what can we do? So we just kind of said, listen, what about if we have a fishing competition and try and catch as many rays as we can and tag them? So that became Tag a Ray. We started that in 2014 and it'll have been running for 10 years next year. mainly run by Truly Bay Sea Angling Club. So it's a fantastic initiative.
Tell me a bit about these hope spots and how the Great Skellig falls into that.
I mean, I haven't been involved in that so much, but I mean, I have been going to Skellig since, you know, 25 years. I mean, it's a hugely fertile area. It's along what we would call a coastal front, which is an upwelling of nutrient-rich water. And, you know, all along that contour of Skelligs, Blaskets, Loophead, up to the Aran Islands is really, really fertile. It took me a long time to figure out where the fertile areas in the ocean were, but there's a band of nutrient-rich water there. And when I did discover it, maybe around 2016 or so, you know, we found basking sharks in courtship off Clare. We found humpback whales feeding on Sprat, sand eels, scat mackerel. We found bluefin tuna. I think we were pretty much the first people ever to film them underwater in Ireland. Thousands of seabirds, common dolphins, bottlenose dolphins, and the list goes on. So I haven't been involved in the Hope Spot. I know it's Fair Seas and Sylvia Earle and people like Vinnie Hyland, and that's just fantastic. And hopefully the next step from that, hopefully are marine protected areas.
What steps could just the average person take to help conservation?
Well, climate change is the biggest threat to the ocean as it is to the planet, and anything we can do for climate change. I sometimes think, well, I know that people become very bewildered with it, and I go into schools sometimes and teachers will warn you about climate anxiety in children, you know, just to be careful. There's a kind of a helplessness that people think, I don't know what I can do, you know, I can't afford an electric car. You know, you don't. If we could all get our carbon footprint down by 30%, if we could just use 30% less fossil fuels or whatever it is that adds up to that, which is achievable for everybody, just cycle a little bit, you know, maybe don't drive as much, maybe don't fly so much. Plastics, single-use plastics are a huge problem because they end up in the ocean. Beach cleans are fantastic because the plastic that ends up on the shore is broken up by wave action and become smaller plastics and microplastics, nanoplastics, and then that gets into the food chain and into animals. There's some great initiatives around the place. Lucy Hunt down South Kerry, Sea Synergy, she runs all kinds of classes for people. Female-led initiative, absolutely fantastic. They teach people to snorkel, they bring them out, they do educational programs. That's fantastic. But I suppose, you know, we're blessed in Ireland with more or less pristine seas. Sea swimming, get in, enjoy nature. It's an absolute blessing. You know, for years, you know, there was one or two people in all Ireland, I'd say, that swim. Okay, there wasn't. A few people that swim all year round. Now loads of people are doing it, and they're discovering the health benefits and the mental health benefits, which are just fantastic. I don't know why, and I'm forever saying this, it's mostly women. Women are probably more intuitive, and the social side of it, I mean, there's a million WhatsApp groups in Ireland for swim groups, and it's absolutely fantastic for people. And then you're engaging with nature, and that will make you happy.
Kerry is an important area, as the Greater Skellig Coast has been deemed critical to the health of the ocean by global organisation. I got in touch with Aoife O'Mahony from Fair Seas to learn more about what this means.
My name is Aoife O'Mahony and I'm the campaign manager for Fair Seas. Fair Seas is a coalition of environmental NGOs working together for marine protected areas in Ireland. So marine protected areas are like national parks in the ocean. They give nature an opportunity to thrive. They allow fish stocks to replenish. They allow our cetaceans to thrive on really rich areas of the ocean. And at the moment in Ireland, we are not looking after our ocean well enough. And so this campaign really is trying to put the pressure on the government to introduce new legislation for marine protected areas and to ensure that our current protected areas are effectively managed. So the first thing that we did as a campaign was we created a scientific report using the best available scientific data at the time. And this report was to identify areas of the ocean that could be identified as marine protected areas. So we have one of the largest oceans in Europe. Our EEZ is about 7 times the size of our ocean. So we mapped it all out and we came up with 16 areas of interest that we think could be designated as marine protected areas in the future. And these areas are chosen because they are really rich areas of our ocean, full of diverse habitats and species and seabirds. So that was the first step of the campaign. And one of these beautiful areas was the Loophead to Kenmare Bay area of interest. And once that was identified by us as a really rich area of the ocean to protect, we worked with Mission Blue, an international organisation who recognises hope spots all over the world. And this is led by Dr. Sylvia Earle, one of the leading oceanographers hours in the world. She has spent over 7,000 hours under the water. She is an inspirational woman, and she won the TED Prize a few years ago and set up Mission Blue. And Mission Blue now has identified 150 areas around the world which are really important to ocean health. And one of those is our loop head to Kenmare Bay area of interest, which is now called the Greater Skellig Coast Hope Spot. So, you know, this is really amazing to see the Irish water is seen on the global stage as really, really vital to the ocean health.
And is there any way that someone listening to this could get involved, or any petitions that can be signed, anything like that?
So Fair Seas is working very closely at the moment with the government to try and ensure that we can enact effective marine protected area legislation, but it's been held up. It's delayed. We saw the first draft in December last year, and we were promised the next draft, the final draft, in June of this year, and we don't have it. And we're concerned that every day that this legislation isn't available, we're losing valuable time. The Irish government have committed, and just again this week, they've reiterated their commitment to protecting 30% of the ocean. And we really need to act on that, because we're getting closer to 2030 and it's protecting 30% of the ocean by 2030. So there are things that people can do to help us with the campaign. We've started a petition. We're asking people to sign up to put pressure on our government to enact this legislation and stop delaying it. So log on to www.fairseas.ie and you'll see the petition there. Follow us across your favourite social media channel and see what's happening in this space. We're trying to share information about the species in our waters, the challenges that we have, and the ways that people can help. So there's loads of opportunities for people to get involved. You can sign the petition, sign up to our newsletter. Every time you're at the beach, pick up three for the sea and pick up a few pieces of rubbish while you're there. If you're meeting your local politician over the coming months, as everybody will be focused on local elections, please ask them, do they know about this marine protected area bill? Are they going to support it? Are they going to ensure that Ireland effectively manages these areas going forward? So there are lots that people can do in their everyday lives. So we recently published an ocean literacy survey. So we had 1,300 people fill out this survey over the summer, and it was asking people what emotion do they feel when they go to the beach, and you know, that was awe and wonder, which came back as a huge emotion that people see, and they also indicated their support for marine protected areas. So 99% of people want more marine protected areas. So the people want this. It's now up to the politicians to enact this legislation. And it was really interesting to see as well that 76% of people believe that's lack of political will that is holding us back. So we need to change that. So take a moment, sign our petition, get involved with local conservation organisations, and help us really put the pressure on and make the change that we want to see.